You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All I can say is, holy cow, I'm going. I got to get me some of those Marlins sandals. I got to add that to my collection of goodies that I've gotten from the Marlins. That's awesome. You know, go over there. Have a great time. It's a super time. I know that my wife, at the beginning of the season, asks me when we're going. Every Saturday night I look, and pretty much most every Saturday night, my wife likes to go. And while I'm talking about a couple things, we've got Larry Holding. We'll be right back to Larry. I did want to give a shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to my friend Hank Klein. Hank, it used to be Codina Bush Klein Real Estate, so you get a feel for who Hank is. Hank gave me a call today, out of the blue. He had a stroke a little while ago. We're going to have him on the show coming up probably in the next couple of months when he publishes he's publishing a book. But I wanted to give Hank a shout-out because Hank, you know, he called. He didn't have to do that. He told me good luck on the show, and he made me feel like $1 million. So I want to say thank you to Hank Klein. Hey, Larry, are you back out there?
I'm here.
Awesome. Well, listen, while we've been on break, I sold three more cars. I got three texts. Roz, her boyfriend, and Tiffany. We call her boyfriend the guy from, well, I can't say that on the radio. Anyway, we call her boyfriend, the name I can't call on the radio. But so Roz, her boyfriend, and Tiffany, three more clients. Vivian's out there pounding the pavement for you, Larry. What's going on? Is it end of the model year? Is it summertime? How come everybody buys a car right now?
Oh, we got a great summer sales event going on. That's a really nice thing. But it's a good time of year to be buying a car. You know, right now the average age of a vehicle on the road is at its oldest point ever, so there's really a lot of pent-up demand out there. And from what the industry is saying, this could be the biggest year in automotive sales really since before the crash.
Wow. Well, you know, then let's talk about that for a second, because I know that a lot of people out there got their survival jobs. They've sort of made it through the recession. It's a topic I kind of like to bring up with you, Larry, because most people don't really know about this. My mom, she made a good living for 20 years selling cars and leasing cars. And it's a career where I meet the guys at your office. They always seem to be pretty positive and jumping around. And guys like that, people, men and women, make good money up there, don't they?
And it's a good career. You know, of course, you get out what you put into it. But, you know, it's a very respectable job, and certainly affords a lot of opportunity for the people who come aboard.
Now, the people that join the Warren Henry family and work either in the showroom or service or up in the administrative staff, I've met them before. They spend they've been with you a long, long time. How do they feel about the move over to North Miami?
So far, everybody's been really, really excited about this, Jim. I mean, this has been something we've been working on for several years now, but now that it's finally starting to come to fruition, I mean, you know, I think everybody realizes the change and the positive effect that it should have on our business once we get over there. I mean, beyond having new state-of-the-art facilities, just having great traffic flow on that street every day, being right down the street from an elementary school, high school, middle school, college, and being surrounded by what's going to be great retail shopping and apartments. We have a really special opportunity, and I'm so happy once again to be a part of this.
Now, what's your favorite part of the new physical facility? I know that you're going to be thrilled with the location. I'll just say it here. I won't make you say it. You have a lot of restaurants up there too, Larry.
Yeah, absolutely. That's gonna be a nice change of pace as well. Some really great restaurants over there.
Now, what's your favorite physical plant part? Are you gonna have like a gassed up waiting room, more service bays? I mean, what do you got planned? What are the newfangled things that you and Warren have for me when I walk in and go, holy cow?
Well, a lot of it's still in the works, Jim. I mean, what I'm really most excited about too is having parking deck with indoor parking. So all of our inventory will be inside a parking deck. You don't have to walk out and get sweaty going out on the lot in the sun or anything like that. That's something that I think is really great. But beyond that, I mean, the facilities will all be state-of-the-art. The waiting areas will be great and comfortable, and much larger service departments and showrooms.
Now, tell me a little bit about why people like Jason buy the Discovery Sport. What, you know, young people, first luxury car, things like that, because I sat in it, things are rocket ship, it's like my living room, lots of space, help me out here.
Well, it meets a lot of needs for young professionals. Beyond getting good gas mileage and being stylish, you know, the Land Rover brand really carries a lot of weight right now, which is a great thing. It's very popular, but it's reasonably priced. It starts at $38,000. It can have up to three rows, which is the only car in its class that has that availability.
Comfortably?
There's USB connectors in every row.
Wow.
It's a really great car. I couldn't be more impressed by the way they packaged it. They really knocked it out of the park on this one.
Now, Larry, one of the things that makes automobiles affordable and that people can achieve their dreams with is the financing packages. You know, people are talking about interest rates are rising, credit starting to tighten. How is your finance and, you know, the F&I department? Actually, that's where I first met you, actually. How are they dealing with the clients when they come in? If a client has a little bit of a credit problem or something, can people get financed there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Auto loans right now are, I guess, they're at their longest term, is from what I understand, from around the industry, but they're also performing better than they've ever performed, regardless of which tier. So a lot of the banks are very confident in this field because they understand that people have to use their car to get to work. I mean, people typically make the car payments before they make any other payment because they can't afford not to have it. But to answer your question, there's some still really low, really aggressive rates out there for top-tier credit, and even on the lower levels. A lot of banks are being aggressive, trying to get as much business as possible.
Well, I do recall that during the height of the recession, when people were being foreclosed left and right, they still kept their car payments. The car paper has probably the best rating of any of the commercial paper that's out there. Now, Larry, let's talk for just a couple minutes. We only got 2 or 3 minutes left. I want to talk about what you and Floyd are doing in the community. What do we got coming up with Floyd Rag? What do you guys got programmed for this summer? It's got to be some really good stuff.
You know, Jim, I wish I had my calendar in front of me to go over it. We've got a lot of great things happening in regards to different charities that we're working with and other events. We have this rally event coming up on the 20th. We partner with this group called NeuroTag, which is a tuner group. And basically it'll be a rally starting up in Broward and ending down in Midtown. And that's going to be a pretty exciting event because there'll be all different types of vehicles that are taking part. We're certainly in the process of planning one of those Cars Cause charity events as well. For those that aren't familiar with those are charity car shows that we put together. They get all sorts of vehicles and motorcycles and food trucks, and everybody takes a portion of those donations and of the money that comes in, and we give that to the Wounded Warriors Foundation.
I know I went to that deal last year up at the Calder Shopping Center, I guess it was. Amazing, great cars, great people, and when you come to Midtown and the event ends, you better make sure that you got me on speed dial because you're welcome to our house. Go swimming, have dinner, whatever you want, kick back and relax. I know Miss Vivian would love to see him by then. I'll have my new vehicle. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, hey, sounds good to me, Jim.
Be awesome. Now, Larry, we've only got about a minute left. So if somebody wants to get that best price guarantee, they want to become part of the Warren Henry family, they want to take advantage of the summer specials and the great financing that's out there, how do they find you guys?
Well, you could always find us at warrenhenryauto.com. Reach us at 305-690-6006. Or on any of the social media at Warren Henry Auto.
Well, Larry, I can't wait. I know where to find you. You're still up on 441 for another few months. I'm going to be up there Saturday. It won't be a live appearance as a live remote, but it will be me and my pen signing for my new vehicle. Whatever Vivian wants, Vivian gets. I can't wait to see you Saturday, Larry.
Hey, likewise, Jim. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for sponsoring. And thanks for taking care of me and my wife for the last, 20-something years.
Hey, my pleasure, Jim. Thanks
and,
for sticking
and Jim,
with
if
me.
I
I'll
must
talk
say,
to you soon.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. D wants
hey,
to talk.
Yeah, and Jim, if I must say, you know, Larry, thank you for everything you took care of us. My wife is very happy. That makes me happy. So.
Well, it's certainly my pleasure.
I appreciate
the
all the courtesy.
Thank you very much.
The vehicle's beautiful. Love it.
Perfect. That's what we like to hear. If you ever need anything, you know I'm around.
No, I think, hey, I'll come to see you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I couldn't say it better myself, Larry. See you in about 36 hours.